Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, brothers and sisters. How you doing? This is another episode of Lowdown Radio, and I'm your host, Skip, tonight. How's everything and everybody out there? Well, tonight's subject matter and topic is that which is better to have, either to earn an income or have a passive income, where you make your own earnings and wages instead of punching the clock 9 to 5, 80 hours to make it, 80 seconds to spend it. You know, then we get paid Friday. You're asking for a cigarette Monday. So I was just wondering, you know, any suggestions and maybe some solutions to the reason why we saw a tuna so stuck in just working for a living instead of just making a living. And I was wondering, as time permits, as time go on, really, that, I mean, is that the whole answer? Because in this day and age, it seems like the American dream is turned into a big hypocritic lie. You know, you work hard, you be responsible, you do all this other stuff in order to do what's right. And as I found out, as I'm getting older, that sometimes doing what's right ain't the right thing to do for certain things and people. So I was just wondering tonight, earned income and passive income, which will suit the person better? Because if you've been like a bunch of us that's been working your whole life, and then it got so routine to a point that you just feel that this is it, nothing else left, it's time to go on to start having a big void inside yourself. I'm thinking that this is just go ahead. This is it. It ain't gonna be nothing else. You know, but the people that learn how to take their hustle and make a living, it seems like they're enjoying all the fruits of the world, fulfilling their fantasies, and taking care of their responsibilities at the same time. So it's kind of a mystery to me, because I've always been the one to think that, hey, just do what's right and things are just paying itself out. But at the same time, maybe I might have been dismayed or got the wrong information from somewhere. So I'm just wondering, that's all. You know, and then maybe we can learn something from tonight as far as not being so stuck in it, just so eager to just want to work.
I mean, some work and have some of that too. And that work and work for us. I mean, it's always open. So the basis of the whole topic of tonight is just, hey, maybe we can all elaborate it on it and try to find some solutions better than just working if it's a problem to you. So that's the gist of my conversation tonight. And I just wanted to make sure that I can get some clear understanding. So then maybe I can work and improve. I mean, there's always hope. Things don't always have to stay the same forever. So as we go, I was just trying to weigh some of the pros and cons down about having earned income and having passive income. We can start with the earned income. I mean, it's kind of funny. You have to work 80 hours in order to make it. But when you earn income, you pay more taxes. And then you have to struggle with the everyday ups and downs and grinds of life. You can never get ahead, and you let bosses and other situations and things hold your fate in their hands when only God's supposed to. Then, on the other hand, passive incomes are set and to pay their own taxes. Work unlimited hours for success. And the weight of the world really don't bother them that much, because they really concentrate on trying to make things better for themselves and their lives and the people that they care about and they love. So I was trying to weigh it in a scale in my head, weigh it on a scale in my head and trying to figure it out, that is that what it's all about? Because if not, it seems like the people that have this passive income
or hustle, whatever you call it, they're really, really, really enjoying themselves in this life. And, you know, it seems pretty good to me that, you know, if they choose that route, big ups to them. Because most of the people I know that choose passive income and work or hustle, whatever you want to call it, they do it out of necessity. Some, a lot of them do it out of choice. That's why you had all these millionaire pop-up people that had a mind of their own and said that they resented from working for somebody and taking orders. That's why you see these people doing their thing and enjoying their life. Like the two guys that invented South Park, they said that they didn't want to keep a job at Lockheed like their relatives did once they finished school. You know, they said that they wanted to step away from the whole situation because they didn't want to work for nobody. Or the young man that started Google and went to Fram High School out in Arlington Heights. I mean, certain people knew their destiny and their niche in life and what they wanted to do and pursue it. They went in no holds barred like poker. You know, they risked everything and gained nothing. But then you have some, such as myself, I'm not ashamed to admit it, that, hey, after scamming around, kicking it, having a good time, just being a typical cliche when you're young, just having fun, instead of really trying to be happy and find out what you got inside you that you can bring to the world and really enjoy doing it and be blessed to be compensated for it, gets into a job and now we're stuck, like in neutral. So to say that is to say that, hey, I'm just trying to figure out, can there be another way besides this so I can step into the other side and really appreciate it because I'm older now. And I don't have too many more days in the sun. So it's very important for me to find something that I enjoy doing right now, such as talking to you all every Wednesday night. You know, so I can start on it now, and then as time go on, and I slowly go into step away from just earning the income, I can be right there and trying to make the passive income happen, because that's where I'm at. Because it seems like the only people that I really know that really do this is the people that really feel confident in themselves and they're going to make it happen. You know, that's where the determination line is drawn with these people. You can see their works because they don't want to talk about how they're going to do it. I guess it's like swimming. They don't know how cold the water is until they hop into it. But once it gets started, you know, it's like it never stops. And they never come down. So I'm just trying to figure it out. That's it. You know, I mean that. So basically, that's where I'm at. You know, that's for real. Because, man, this is so much. It's so much. But, hey, it's a beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful thing. And, hey, that's something to really look for. Very something to look for. So I was just wondering, that's what I was trying to do tonight. I want to let everybody know that there's a way. Yeah, everybody. Well, that's basically it. You know, this is what we try to look to and try to aspire to. And that's it. So, you know, it's kind of I wouldn't want to say it mixed up or crazy, but certain people choose things that fit them. But it seems like, I don't know, how would we be content with just trying to punch a clock for the rest of our lives? I really think and beyond, and obviously feel that I think our grandparents did enough of that, you know. And it came to me all of a sudden that, when is it our turn? When is it our turn to enjoy the fruits of just trying to make it? Because, you know, a lot of people like I said, when I drive through different neighborhoods, I see how the Mexican people sell the tamales early in the morning all the way up to lunchtime, and they committed, you know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, if it's a language barrier or whatever, but they really committed on making it happen. And the good part about it is that, hey, they dictate their own taxes and whatever they have to put into whatever, and they make it happen. So I'm just trying to figure it out. And that's what... Hello, hello. Sorry about that, you all. We're having a little bitty glitch, so I'm back here and I'm back live. So the last comment that I made, that I seen how people take whatever we call hustles and make them into a full living, like a friend of mine did. When he had his, when I turned him on to air freshener, he's got everything now. He's got clothes, air fresheners, beauty supreme, beauty cream, beauty supplies, everything. But he took it to the next level. And I'm really proud of him. I mean, whether you see the guys hustling air fresheners and body oils on the air, I mean, it's something where, hey, that they can commit all this time into for themselves, and they can really enjoy the fruits of it and the fantasies. And then they make their own taxes anyway. So, you know, I was just trying to figure it out because, don't get me wrong, earning a living is cool. I would love to earn a living every day that I live. It's secure, it's safe. It's one of the best feelings in the world. Seriously, it's one of the best feelings in the world. You know, all you got to do is work 80 hours and come home, but it's like doing that day in and day out. It gets to a certain point where you're content and you just be really mundane. And then the weight of the world can affect you. You know, it's like, sometimes I get a feeling that we'll never be ahead. We're just trying to stay on top, working every day for a living. And then, just like the people that have to hustle and make their passive income, most things are done like out of necessity. And sometimes when you get complacent and you're locked in and I got assured income, it seems like some type of void is inside you that could never be filled. That's why a lot of times I'll sit back, and I imagine and I wonder. Kind of feel like Laverne and Shirley when they're on the assembly line and they're daydreaming as the vehicle passing down the rail. You know, and that's funny because when I said that, I mean, it comes to a point sometimes when you work like that, you do have those daydreams. You know, and for me, it's just like, it's got to be something. I mean, God bless me to bring this radio show to you all every Wednesday night. This is my therapy. I'm not trying to make no money off of this stuff. If it comes, cool, I'm blessed. But if not, this is not my motivation. But there still has to be something else, you know, that we all can do. Instead of being, like Erica Badu said, 85% follow, 10% run it, and 5% know what's going on. So in the case of me, consider myself being 5%. I'm only looking for solutions now in my life, not no more problems. I had enough of them. It seems like that's inbred, but I'm trying to find another option. You know, and hopefully my callers can elaborate on this and share some light and see what other options do we have. I mean, anything. Because when you see people rolling off of what they got and what they accomplished and really enjoying the fruits of their labor, you know, people that have passive income and it works, a hustle, whatever you want to call it, it's unlimited with them. Sometimes it's 14 hours a day when it's only 24. But whenever you see them out here and they're in their leisure, you would think they walk around in this earth the way that they exemplify how things don't really bother them, because their only concern is locked into one thing, trying to make it. So all the negative, petty, mental illness and all that other stuff that comes along with just punching the clock. You know, it's like winning a whole different two ball games and whole two different arenas. And that's why I noticed it dawned on me. I say, these are the people that's really enjoying life. I mean, but that's just general. But that's the presumption that I get. You know, I don't know. I never asked him, but I'm just saying, you know, in the words of the famous Rod Stewart, every picture tells a story. Because I know a lot of people, sometimes it was me years ago, go to work and be grumbled and be mad and be pissed off. So I'm just saying, you know, it's better to have two than one. If you can have two, if you can work for a living and make a passive income on the side, you know, sometimes two heads are much better than one. But I tell you, I don't know about you all. I don't like to live a mundane life to where, you know, you just basically know what it is. You know what is, how it's coming to you before you even receive it. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm saying, y'all. And I mean, I don't care if it's collecting pop bottles or cans or whatever. It has to be something else besides, you know, living every 2 weeks and window shopping. You know, I mean, we all are the same, right? We all cut, we bleed, we all use the bathroom the same way. I mean, but what separates this? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because if so, at least I want to be in line. So that's basically it. So, all right. Well, hey, I got a caller right now. I'm going to try to see if a caller can elaborate on the topic tonight. Is it best to earn a living or make one? So we're going to try a caller right now. Excuse me. Okay, here we go. Okay. Hello, hello, caller. Hello. Caller. Hello.
Hello.
Can you? Yeah, caller. Call in. You're on Lowdown Radio, and I'm your host, Skip. And the topic tonight was about, should we earn an income or should we make one?
Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, loud and clear.
Well, first of all, you have to earn one to make one, see, because you can't make a living if you're not earning one. That's first and foremost. And then, like you said, two heads are better than one. If you have a good partner, a woman or a partner, whichever way you swing, I don't know, I don't care, and they bring in something to the table as well, then you can have a good life. Like me, I'm single, live by myself. I go to work, punch that clock every day, but I make a good living. And I don't do no window shopping. I call that my therapy, which I go get every Saturday. I buy something every Saturday. So you can earn a living, and with the earnings that you make, invest it and make, you can make a living then, you know, because I got tired of just existing. I'm living now.
I appreciate
you know,
that.
And with all of this.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And with all of this, all could none of it be done without the Lord in my life, though. Believe that.
True.
You know, but
definitely.
Every day I go build these seats and I do what I have to do in order to do what I want to do. And if
yeah,
I had a good woman in my life, I tell you, it'd be a lot better than it is now. You know.
Well, hey, so big brother, I don't mean to cut you, but the thing is this, just like you said with God, that will come as long as you're in the right direction. And you got to be specific and detailed about it, because when you just general, you wind up with anything and anybody. But the thing is this, my concept. Now, I've seen a lot of guys that never had to work a job and earn a living, and now they had one thing, the main thing the most, they had determination. And they started with nothing. Like I say, because on the side, I sell air fresheners for the house and the car. And once I put him on the game, now he's booming, because he said that, for one, he'd been in jail at least twice in his life, and for two, he was always competitive when he was little. He was like, you know what, let the naysayers talk, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to be left behind. And now, man, I mean, I got to give it up to him, bro. I got to get credit when credit's due. You know what I'm saying? He's doing it and enjoying it. Like you said, he found the woman that works with him. You know, he his own boss and he do his own thing. You know, the only drawback is sometimes he have to work nothing less than 12 hours a day, but when he booming and he going to take his leisure and enjoy himself, you could tell it's reflective, man. It ain't worrying
but
about...
But that's okay if he working... I'm sorry to cut you off. It's okay if he working 12 or 16 hours a day because he working for himself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he got to go. Could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you single or you married or you have a lady in your life?
Yeah, got a beautiful woman in my life. Straight up. She
okay,
came
well,
into my...
go ahead.
She came into my life in a time where I was about to, I was in transition of getting out of a situation in a relationship, because that's one thing I don't want. I don't want no relations, S-H-I-T, and I don't want no marriage no more. And she told me, you know, we're not asking for nothing or not wanting anything, you know, and redefined who I was, man, because I'm going to tell you something. It's kind of crazy, and I get kind of apprehensive that, oh, now that I'm going to get the success like Tony Montana, you can get the woman. No, I don't want that. I want you when I don't have nothing. So then when
that's
I do
right.
get success.
Grow together. That's right. That's right.
Like putting the seed
I agree
ground,
with
we
that.
Know. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
At the same time, I had a lot of future faking and a lot of narcissistic women in my life. And I told myself that would never happen again because... Not at the end of the day. When it's all said and done with certain relationships, and I'm not going to say all black women, you know, you mess around and be like algebra, but an exponent stand alone by yourself like Malcolm X. But I just blew caution to the wind and prayed to God while I was going through this transition that if I am blessed enough and he thinks it's right for me, send somebody in there to my life to where it ain't got to be future faking, phony facades. Manipulation.
Yeah.
Because my whole
yeah.
premise in the relationship is based on building, you know, and I try to show them by example because if you notice or not, I got a big mouth, right? And a personality. I talk a lot.
Well,
I take pride.
I don't know, but you said you gave your boy the game about selling these home and car air fresheners, right? And you say he's booming now. Why aren't you booming?
Because I'm earning a living. He's putting 12 to 14 hours a day up there on 95th and Halsted at that beauty supply store. He can do that.
Oh,
he eats things.
Okay.
But I'm earning a living
yeah.
punching a clock and being so comfortable. But you know something? I'm going to explain something to you, big brother. It's so crazy, the condition and the way that we think. If we're on public assistance, we king for one day out the month. If we're earning a living, we only a king for a day. Income tax return.
So
I look at it like that because you know something? I visualize now that I look at the whole and not the sum. Meaning that, you know, the whole bigger picture that surrounds us. I mean, hell, don't get me wrong. My job saved my life and certain things and it's saving my life now. I'm indebted to them. And I'll be the first one to tell you, you know what? It helps. But at the same time, when you're facing a dilemma that after everybody shreds you up, FICA, Social Security, state taxes, federal taxes, then you got to pay your own pension, then your own insurance, then another slush fund thing that's on there when you're really being wage scouts. Hey, bro, the real perspective and the real thing on life, you can fake it to make it all you want. But just
yeah,
out
you ain't
got to
tell me about it, man. I've been doing that for over 40 years, and now I got a mortgage. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be times that when I get paid, shit, I'd be like, damn, what did I go to work for? You know, but I went to work because I got a two-flat building. That's why I go to work. And I got to make sure that my life, gas, and everything else is on. But you said that
what?
Job saved your life, man. Every day on your way to work, my brother used to pray and thank God and hold your head up high that you that job. Because you know what? It's a lot of people out here that don't have it, that want it. You know,
true.
So You keep that job. You keep going your ass to work every day, punch in like you're supposed to do. Do your job, your 8 hours, however many hours you work, and go home, eat your dinner, take a shower, and cool out with your girl. And I'm sure she would appreciate that, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. That's why, you know, that's why I brought this subject up tonight, because I still don't want to get to that point that, like you were saying, I don't want to have a hole inside me after working all these years that can never be filled. So right now I have to work some other options, because I always believe that I'm going to work this job, but eventually this job will work for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you ever heard this saying, you have to do what you have to do in order to do what you want to do?
Yes,
yeah,
yes, you know
so
what I mean?
That's what you have to do, man. And then you say you got you a beautiful queen, you dig? You better keep treating her like one, because I tell you what, man, and it's the honest God truth. If you don't treat her like a queen, somebody will. You know what I'm saying?
What?
And then she'll know what she had wasn't really all that. And you sound to me like you're all right, brother. So whatever queen that you call your queen, treat her like a queen. And you said that you don't want to get married again. I hope you ain't told her that. Because, hell,
no,
if you told her that, then what the hell is she with you for?
No,
she might
no,
be wanting to marry.
No, no. Hear me out, big brother. I didn't say that.
Okay.
All I'm saying, I'm a little bit more apprehensive now. I'm not naive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm looking for more intangibles. I mean, I got her spiritually, and she got me spiritually, and all of the above. But all I want to know is that this, through God's calling, I need him to symbolize this first, because when you do take that vow, it's like a mafia oath, blood in and blood out. There ain't nothing to play with. Because you know what? When you renege on that vow through God, I'm human flesh and bone. So that means if you lie to God, you'll lie to me in a heartbeat. And I don't need to sleep with nobody that'll have a knife in my back and cut me a laugh while I'm bleeding. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's a process.
Well, you know. Well, keep praying for it, man. He will answer your prayer. Just keep praying. If that's what you want to happen, it'll happen. You know what I'm saying? But I know fact all marriages end in divorce if they ever separate or death. You know, so in some marriages, they last. They last forever, you know.
Well,
so, yeah, you might have a good thing, man. You better treat it like one if you do.
Well, the thing is this. I put it all into God's hand. Don't no man, no institution, and no job have my faith. Only God. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's right.
So the thing is this. It's all about now in my life. It's who you are, not what you got. You know, it's the intangible, man. If you don't fear God like I do, I can't deal with you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's the only man that I fear. The only man.
Right. And if you future faking and pillow talk and all that, you know what, say that. I'll be 59 years old, man. I think I've been through it. So,
we around the same age then. We definitely around the same age. I'll be that in July.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, it's like this. I don't have too many days left in the sun, so the people that I really make a commitment that I want to be around, everything in most of my relationships was built off of trying to build, because I'm one of the few guys, I can't say this, but I know this. I had a lot of women, but not a lot of relationships, and that's when it gets confusing for me, because I'm used to being on my own. I'm like Kane in Kung Fu. I'm walking through the desert trying to find my master. Do you know what I'm saying? Which is God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only one that can protect me. Because when I step outside that box, I'm vulnerable, I'm gullible. Anything can happen. So I put all my faith in him. And you know something? It's like Deion Sanders. You got to talk it and walk it. And when I see you walk it, ain't nothing else need to be said. I don't need nobody to tell me they love me 50 million times a year, because by them being with me, that shows me enough. You know what I'm saying?
Because
now I'm kind of apprehensive. Is this future faking manipulation? Is this just, you know, something that you used to, or you not wired right? Because the thing is this. It's all give and take, a yin and a yang. Because if you're not if the whole, listen, if the bottom denominator ain't based upon building, what do you have? You're not 19 years old no more. So if you still living at this age, well, it's just something to do. Well, you know, we got a fifth of liquor, we hung out, we had a party, we come home.
Yeah.
We had sex, we didn't make love, it's just something to do. We promiscuous, we're not intimate. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, I can't do that. I try to progress, not regress. You know what I'm saying? Because whenever it's like that, it's a hidden agenda somewhere. Seriously, let's be realistic. I did what you wanted to do. This ain't no transaction. I thought you did it because you love me and you're expressing how you love me. You sharing everything with me. Because if it don't mean nothing to you, you don't mean nothing to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't you ever, ever in your life have a woman tell you, let me do my job when you naked in bed with them. Because that's what a whore say. All right? And if they really mean it, that ain't for you. That ain't for you. Why do you think that record comes from, Bill Bills and DeVoe? Never trust the big button and smile? That's where that came from. Because
yeah, well, you know, that's why right now today I'm a single man. You know, I'm a single man, so, you know, I don't get down like that no way. You know, I mean, I love women, but I'm a single man. If I see something I like, you know, I holler at it. But other than that, I'm cool the way I am. I love living alone. You know, if a woman should happen to come into my life, I would embrace it, you know, but it will be the right one for sure. You know, because we ain't been on this earth for 58 years and ain't learned shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, though. What's your name, man?
My name's Skip, bro. Where'd you get my number from?
It just came up on my phone, and I dialed it. I didn't know what this was until I heard you talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I enjoyed the conversation, man, but I got to get on up off this phone. It's time for me to eat some dinner and lay it down because 4 o'clock will be here so early.
I know the feeling, man. Same here, but I want to thank you for calling, man, because like I said, you know, this is my therapy, bro. You know, seriously.
Hey, I hear you, man. I get your therapy in, man, because I get mine every Saturday, you dig? And I shop every Saturday. You know, I don't care what it is, I'm shopping. You know, I don't get paid but every other week, but I go shopping every Saturday. You know, shopping Fridays after I get off work, nails done, barbershop 6 o'clock Saturday morning, and then shop. That's it. You know, I'm going to do me before I do anything.
That's right.
Yeah, man, but how often is these radio shows?
Every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock.
Okay, I'm going to lock this number in my phone then.
Well, cool. Give me a holler, man. I thank you for tonight.
Yeah, that's cool, my brother. So you take care, man, and take care of your woman, that beautiful woman you say you got.
Oh, yeah.
And always remember, what you don't do, the next man will. So hold on to it, bro. Sound like you got
you
a good thing.
I know, and I'm going to leave you with this, bro. If I come short with her, I'm coming short with myself. Right?
Okay, I heard that. I like that. I like that.
Seriously.
Yeah, treat her like a queen, bro. You know, if your woman is black, she is a queen. She's a Nubian queen, definitely. You know.
Oh, yeah. That's how we
treat
it, man. And they come along at a time. And, hey. Thank God they come along in the time when you need them, not when you want them. Because there's so many flavors. It's like Neapolitan ice cream, man. It don't stop there.
Man,
but at the same time,
it's
the moment you need. Straight up.
Yeah.
Okay, brother. Well, tune in, man, next week. And thanks for calling tonight. I really appreciate it.
All right, my man. You take care.
You too, now. I'll talk to you later.
Be blessed. Be blessed.
You too. You too as well. Thank you. Bye-bye. I got another caller. I have another caller. Hello, caller. You're live with Skeet. Hello. Hello.
Hello,
caller.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you're live. You're live.
So what is your subject tonight? Hey, this is Brenda. How you doing?
All right, how are you? Can you speak up a little bit more?
I said, hi, this is Brenda. How are you tonight?
Okay, now I can hear you. Thank you. Topic of the subject tonight is, should we earn an income or should we make one? You know what
I think
I'm saying?
You should do both.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
What's wrong with doing both?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with doing both, but if you're still locked on just comfortable and being consistent with just earning a living, right? When can you find that stitch in time to want to do both? Or just do it all by alone and then give up just working, or one of the options? That's what I want to know tonight. That's why I'm having this show. You know what I'm saying? You can do both. You can do it all. You can quit your job. But what I'm saying is this. You know, where does everybody have a niche at? Because me, myself, I'm thinking that, hey, there's got to be something more that meets the eye, especially when they enjoying how they living their life. I'm not saying I'm going to quit my job tomorrow, but at the same level, you have to recognize that, hey, when a person and people do this, they go out and they have themselves a great time. They're not to be denied anything because everything is schooled on right. They don't have nothing for petty and nothing trivial and, you know, just got to go through the everyday humdrum and boredom, you know? So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, you know, I know you can do both. It would be nice if you could. But where do you start at? You know, that's the question in a nutshell itself. Where do you start at? You know? I mean, I don't know. I mean, what? You know, collecting cans, selling nachos. You know, the Mexicans sell tamales. So I'm just trying to figure it out. That's it. Because if it's something, at least I want to be in line. I want to be sitting back complimenting other people. When I got the ability, I can do it and even do something else. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm saying. That's okay. So I'm just trying to figure out where does it start. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Yep. Nothing more, nothing less. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Because it's a beautiful world out here. You can have both or you can have it all. But all I'm saying, I just don't like that. The typical just, you know, day in, day out. That's all I'm saying. Because after a while, that stuff takes its toll on you. Really do. You know, and I just can't be content with that. You know, you will still walk around and think that it's still more needed. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be like, damn, I still need more. You know, or you hadn't found what you was looking for. Either one or the other, you know, and that's for real. So I'm just picking it out, trying to see what's going on, you know, nothing more, nothing less, and that's for real, you know, because I still think that it can be done, and I'm waiting for it to happen. But I got to make preparation, because if you don't prepare the plan, you plan to fail. So that's all I'm trying to understand and make it happen. That's it. You know? That's for real. So I just want to just be sure. You know, and when it do come down, I'm on my toes and I'm not my heels, because I hate the two motivations in the world. I really do. I hate these two motivations. You know, some people say you aspire to get better, and some people say you wait to a desperate time, like, you know, 3-2 in the ninth, two runners on base, Mudville down by one, and Casey's at the bat. So I'm just trying to see if I can get in preparation with myself so I can make it happen. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. Nothing more, nothing less. So that's why, hey, I had this subject tonight because I wanted people to hear and understand and let them know. You know, that's the truth. Because without it, it's been a long, strange trip. And that's for real. So I'm just trying to understand, that's all. That's it. If this father went out again, you cut off. Yeah. So I'm just trying to see. That's all, y'all. I mean no harm. You know, so I'm just trying to make it happen. But that was a nice caller that came in early, and I appreciate the calling. Because it shared some insight. It was nice. Yeah, so, hey, I'm looking forward to more because that'll give me some insight. So, that's basically it. You know? For real, it feels good. What? You calling back? Brenda? You calling back? Call back to see if the show's still on. Yeah, so, that's it. Yeah, because that helped a lot. That helped me a lot. Now, I know, like you said, have somebody behind you as well that make it happen. Can you hear me? I just see your number pop up. There you go. You want to talk now? Huh? Hold on. Okay, hello.
Yes?
Yeah, welcome back.
Sorry, my phone cut off. I'm sorry. Now, what's the subject was about, you said?
Oh, my God. Earn the income or make one.
How do you say, oh, my God? That was because I asked you a serious question about your radio show. So are you serious?
Because I explained it to you about four or five times. That's all. That's all.
Four or
but
five times. You already talked to me one time, sir.
I told you about it last week, last night, and I told you about it this morning.
Okay. Anyway, and, sir, so like I was saying to you is that I think before I got cut off, I had said, why we just can't do both. And what was your answer?
My answer was that we can, but if we get complacent to just punching the clock, that's not even in our head. But we can see everybody else doing it, and they booming it. It's like we have to go to the wizard and get some courage because we done got so drawn and stuck into punching that clock to a point that we won't step out on our faith that God gave us. And we don't have the confidence and encouragement in ourselves to try it. I know some people do, but they do it out of necessity. You know what I'm saying? You know, four or five kids out there marriage, serious divorce, stuff like that, when you have to do it. But I'm talking about when you can just sit back in the room and imagine one day that, hey, I can do this too as well. You know what I'm saying? And that's for real, so... That's what I'm thinking about. So I'm trying to spy on that. So, you know, that's basically it. I think I got another call in here, too. All right. Well,
Okay, well, you can mute me and listen to your other caller.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll get back to you if there's still some time left.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Thank you. Okay, we're going to the next caller now. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello,
good evening,
caller.
Sir.
Hello, good evening. How you doing?
Oh, I can't complain. How about yourself?
All right, in a word to one of my heroes, Stevie Wonder, just enough for the city, baby, just enough. Straight up, you know?
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So I heard a couple of your spiels from this evening. And I'm curious, in a roundabout wrap up, where are you going with this evening?
Where I'm going with this is to see that if we all put our heads together, hey, we can have that and some. I just want to know where to start from. Is it a feeling? Is it enthusiasm? What is there that you could step out of just punching the clock every day and feel those voids that you might have in your life by punching that clock every day? Because there's got to be something more. What you waiting for, a silver watch and a plaque? Is that what your virtue is? And then you can ride around in your nice car and fake it to make it and front the stunt. But is there something that you can yearn and taste for outside of just make earn a living? To where you can really enjoy being. That's what I'm talking about.
Too easy. Okay, so you try to commit a lot of information to memory in such a short time. So this is what I have. All right. You made the statement about pretty much keeping up with the Joneses, right? Most people, it's paraphrasing, look it up. It was a colloquialism. You made the statement about keeping up with the Joneses, you know, faking it till you make it, so to speak. Well, there's a couple of things I want to talk about. So you made the comment about religion, okay, and where do you start at? All right, you had a caller earlier that said that you were talking a lot about religion in that conversation. You seem to be very motivated, highly motivated with it. So my rebuttal to that, James, I believe, what is it, 2:18, faith without works is dead, right? It starts with you, sir, all right? In order, if you punch a clock and you have a, I think you refer to it as a hustle, an outside hustle or a job, or a business that you start, an entrepreneurship is, it comes with some work, all right? That is not a 9-to-5. If you choose to be successful, sir, you are going to work, like one of the other callers said before, 12, 16, sometimes 24-hour days. If you want to be successful, you have to put in the work. To caveat off that, I would like to say this. Excuse me. If you want to caveat off that, I would like to say this. If you want to climb the ladder of success, you can't do it with your hands in your pockets, all right? It sounds like you've had a bit of a quarrel with your buddy that you showed how to sell fragrance on 95th and Halsted at the Beauty Boutique, I believe you said. The guy just exploited what you taught him. You know, that's what he's supposed to do. You showed him a platform, and he took it to the next level. It's no different from your platform that you have now, someone wanted to take it to TV. You know, there's better ratings. Most people in today's society are visual learners. That was another thing. Check. Moving on from that, you also asked some of the people when it comes to, quote-unquote, hustlers, you kind of want to look at their lifestyle, right? Those people that you say fake it till they make it, that's exactly what they're doing. They're faking it, right? They're not filling out taxes correctly. Right, they're not accounting for that stuff, so they may look good at the at naked eye, right? Ocularly, however, if you get inside their finances, they're probably not even filing taxes. Most of them guys living at their mother house, selling purses, Pampers, dresses, whatever the case may be, fragrances, whatever the case may be. If they don't have a legitimate source of income, like the other caller stated, check. Moving on from that, you made the statement about taking care of your family. Timothy 5:8, any man that does not take care of his family is, in fact, an infidel. In saying that, we're going to go on to the point where you made about, what was it? Yes, being able to support yourself. Heard you had a beautiful woman. That sounded like the last caller. I believe her name was Miss Brenda, because y'all were bickering back and forth. It was that sound personal. Moving on from that, you said that he said that he doesn't have a woman, which is great. Good for that brother, because I wanted to transition on to masculinity. Yes, you definitely need a higher power. Some people need that. Some people choose not to believe in that. I get it. Got it. You know, different strokes for different folks. However, let's get into masculinity. You know, that's in order to need someone, for a man to need someone, that's not a masculine man. I believe the roles in today's society are reversed. A lot of men don't know what they need to do, what they should be in a relationship to include women. You got women sleeping with other women, men sleeping with other men, all this stuff. That's another topic for another day, I guess. However, no man should need, in a male-driven society, or once a male-driven society, and now it's transitioning to a free-for-all, so to speak. No man should need a significant other, right, in order to succeed as a man.
Okay, let me give one word in, brother. Well, maybe two. Let me get one word in, too. Do you have a solution, or this is just about batting and bashing? Because, see,
no. So my solution.
Hold on. Can I finish now? I'll let you talk. All I'm saying is this. My platform is based upon trying to make some solutions, because this helps me. I don't want to be like an alien walking on this earth and think I know everything, and then when I'm in a situation, I don't know how to respond, right, because I don't have nobody telling me this. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I get it. But I'm kind of confused about the platform, because this is the first time I called. So I don't know if this is like a Q&A, like you want people to do the work for you, sir, or because I've heard a lot of insight tonight, but it don't sound like you're taking it or grasping it very well. So I'm just trying to clarify. I want to hear from, quote, unquote, the source. I would like to know what it is you're looking for. How would you like for me to respond?
Okay, well, I explained to you before, and I'm going to explain to you again, is that I'm looking for solutions to be versatile, because I'm going to tell you something. As far as making a living and earning a living, hey, man, I think one of those, in my heart of hearts, can give you a lot more peace than the other one.
Okay, great. Watch this. I got the answer to that question. So in order for it to that question directly, sir, that you just posed to me,
right,
you, along with everyone else that's graced with the ability and the opportunity to open their eyes and enjoy a brand new day on this earth, right? Whatever day, you are blessed with the same 24 hours as everyone else. What you choose to do with it is up to you. Now, right, successful people, like plenty of people that I'm around and I'm encompassed with, and my entourage and myself, all right? Most people sleep, 10 or 8 hours in a day, you know, and I sleep maybe 6 hours, if that, on a good day, right? Now, in order for you to be successful, in order for you to punch a clock and have a passive income, you have to sleep actually less than that. And if you need those 8 or 10 hours because of age or whatever circumstance you have going on, sleep faster, I would recommend, all right? Because, there's work to be done, and only you can do it if you would like to be successful. I say this, and this is my and this is in conclusion to what I have this evening, sir. So when it comes to leaders and leadership, right, there are leaders and followers. Let's just base it down to that, right? Everyone wants to be a leader. That's what they aspire to be, but they do not want to deal with responsibilities of leadership, i.e. paying people, dealing with life or death, termination or employment. It really doesn't matter, right? However, as a leader, we have a responsibility, followers, so we must lead. And that's what I ask of anyone. That's including you and all of your followers, sir. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate
the privilege of your time.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. But like I said, I can't afford no priests and no psychiatrists. All right. Hello? Caller? Okay. Thank you. Yep. Bashing like an MF.